My name's Andy. I'm the pastor at the church here, and it's lovely to welcome you all to the church today. I want you to think for a moment, what is the greatest gift that you have ever received? What's the greatest gift that you have ever received? I want to tell you about one of the best Christmas presents that I received as a child, one of the things that I was the most excited about ever received. It was something that I really, really wanted. It was one of those Christmases. You know, you get some Christmases, you're not quite sure what it is that you'd like. But this was a Christmas, I was about seven, and I very much knew what it was that I wanted. In fact, I'd been asking my mum, and I remember at one point asking my mum, was I going to get this thing for Christmas? And my mum said to me that she thought I wouldn't get it, because I'd asked for lots of things for Christmas, and maybe I'd asked for too much, and so, you know, maybe I wouldn't get that thing that I really wanted for Christmas. And I was so disappointed, I can remember that I cried. Thank you, thank you. And this was a good few weeks before Christmas. So when Christmas finally came around, in fact, I hadn't forgotten about it as something that I wanted, but I kind of come to terms with the idea that maybe I wasn't going to get it for Christmas. And I can remember, I can still picture, I was only about seven, and I can still picture that Christmas Day then. We were at my grandparents' house, as we were sometimes for Christmas Day, and there were presents, kind of different people's presents were put in different places, and I can remember my little pile of presents, and there being this box on it. And I thought, I wonder what that box is. I don't know what it is. And then finally I was getting to open presents, and my dad was joking about what it was and saying it was a garden tool or something like that. And then finally we got to opening up presents. And so there's this big box, so I thought, well, I'll open this and see what it is. And do you know what it was? It was that present. And you know, all that time ago, I've still got it. In the box, it was my Sega Master System 2 with Sonic the Hedgehog built in. So you just turn it on and you can play Sonic the Hedgehog, the original. You all want to come, well, there's people over a certain age, definitely gentlemen over a certain age, who want to come around my house later, I can tell. I think a seven-year-old boy just said, I want one of those. eBay. Anyway, the classics are still out there. I was so excited when I opened it. I remember jumping around the room in excitement and being told by my dad to calm down because we were at my grandparents' house and that kind of excitement doesn't go down too well. It was one of those presents that I was really excited about. But I wouldn't say that it was the best present I've ever received. The reason we give gifts at Christmas is to remember what the Bible says about Jesus. The Bible says that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him won't perish, won't die, but will have eternal life. The Bible talks about Jesus being given as a gift for us, and we've been thinking about that as we've been building our Christingles. God gave his son. We started off with the orange, and the orange reminded us about the world, that God gave his only son because he loved the world so much. He loved the whole world, absolutely everybody, absolutely everything. And it's easy sometimes when we think about God loving absolutely everybody, absolutely everything, to forget that that means he loves you too. God gave Jesus that he would be born as a baby, but not just that he'd come as a baby, but that he would grow up, and that as a man he would die. And that red band reminds us of what Jesus did, that Jesus was willing to die on a cross for us, that we won't die, but that we could have eternal life. God gave his son that through Jesus we could know him and have life forever with him. And so I think that Jesus is the greatest gift that has ever been given. But I want to ask you another question, not just what's the greatest gift you've ever been given, but what will you do with that gift? What will you do with Jesus, this gift? Because the gifts that we get choices about how we treat them. We can just ignore them. You know, you can get gifts and you can just not really pay any attention to it at all. We can just leave it alone. We could just never really seek to open and understand who Jesus is and discover what he could mean for you. And sometimes people do that with Jesus very quickly, because sometimes they've been put off. Sometimes we don't do a very good job of showing who Jesus really is and what he's really done. We could reject it. We can send gifts back. We've all done that, haven't we? At times we've had a gift and it maybe wasn't something quite that we wanted and we've sent it back. Maybe it was that dodgy jumper that went to the charity shop not long after Christmas, or it's still sat in the cupboard waiting to go to the charity shop. I don't want that, thank you very much. Sometimes people give us a gift and actually it's something that's so big, maybe it was so costly, that we feel a bit guilty about it, don't we? Sometimes if people really have gone the extra mile for us, that we feel actually we don't really deserve it, that it was something so special or expensive, or that, well, we didn't, you know, when you're doing that kind of exchanging presents thing and they've given you something that was so much more than what you have given them, and we feel a little bit, oh, well, you shouldn't have. I don't deserve that. I don't deserve that kind of present, that kind of gift. And maybe sometimes we feel a bit embarrassed about that. Perhaps we don't like to think about Jesus being given for us because we don't think that we're good enough. And so we'd rather reject it. We'd rather it be taken away than have to think that God's Son was given for us. And of course, the truth is that none of us are good enough. We've been reminded again and again by the people who came to the front that all of us mess up, that we all get things wrong, that we all do things that we shouldn't do. We've been reminded again and again that we get into this season about Christmas and we often just think about the things that we want and we forget about how many people in the world don't have anywhere near as much as we do. The truth is that none of us are good enough. I haven't done anything to deserve what God has given. And I can't possibly give anything back to God as big as his Son given for me. And God knew that. But he gave Jesus for you anyway. He decided that even if you don't think it, he decided that you were worth it. That you were special enough. And out of all the people, I think God's allowed to do that. Because he's God and he can do what he wants. He decided you were special enough and you were worth it. So you can ignore it, you can reject it, or you could accept it. In a minute, we're going to be lighting the candles that you've got in a very careful and safe way. We have a firefighting professional here, so we'll be okay. But the candle, as we've already heard, is something that's there to remind us about Jesus. The Bible says that he's the light of the world, that he's always here. He's always with us to help us and to guide us. And accepting Jesus means to accept him, to welcome him as the light of the world. So in a minute, as we light our candles, look at them and remember that. Jesus, the light of the world. That we can welcome him and ask him to guide us and always be with us. But the Bible doesn't just say that Jesus is the light of the world. He also says that the people who follow him are to be the light of the world. That we should reflect something of Jesus' light in the world around us. Because God has loved us so much, we should be a people who love others and show his love to others. So how might you do that this Christmas time? So as we light these candles and as we sing a couple of songs together, remember God gave Jesus, the light of the world, the greatest gift for you. Will you accept that gift today?